When day came, the swallow flew down to the river and had a bath. A man saw him.
"What a curious thing," he said. "A swallow in winter. That is very unusual. I must make a note of it."
"I'll go to Egypt tonight," thought the swallow.
And he felt very happy as he flew over all the great buildings in the town. When the moon rose, he flew back to the happy prince.
"Is there anything you want me to do for you in Egypt?" he said. "I'm just starting to fly there."
"Swallow, swallow, little swallow," said the prince,
"won't you stay with me for one more night?"
"My friends are waiting for me in Egypt," answered the swallow.
"Swallow, swallow, little swallow," said the prince.
"Far away across the city, I see a young man sitting in a little room at the top of a house. He is sitting at a table covered with papers. At his side, there are some dead flowers. His hair is brown, and he has large, dreamy eyes. He is trying to finish the story that he is writing, but he is too cold to write any more. There is no fire in the room, and he is weak with hunger."
"I'll wait with you for one more night," said the swallow, who was really very kind. "Shall I take another red jewel to him?"
"I have no other red jewel," said the prince. "My eyes are all that I have left. They are beautiful blue stones brought from India 1,000 years ago. Take one of them to him. He will sell it to the jeweler and buy wood for his fire and food and finish his story."
"Take out your eye, dear prince," said the swallow. "I can't do that." And he began to weep.
"Swallow, swallow, little swallow," said the prince, "do as I order you."
So the swallow took out the prince's eye and flew away to the room where the young man lived at the top of the house. It was easy to get in because there was a hole in the roof. The young man was sitting with his head in his hands, so he did not hear the bird's wings. When he looked up, he found a beautiful blue jewel lying on the dead flowers.
"Someone likes my stories," he cried. "This has come from someone who's read my books and thinks them good. Now I can finish writing my story."
He looked quite happy. On the next day, the swallow flew down to the river and watched the seamen pulling big boxes and bags out of the ships with ropes. They shouted to each other as each one came up.
"I'm going to Egypt," cried the swallow,
but no one listened to him. When the moon came up, he flew back to the happy prince.
"I have come to say goodbye to you," he said.
"Swallow, swallow, little swallow," said the prince, "won't you stay one more night with me?"
"It's winter," answered the swallow. "It's getting very cold, and snow will come. In Egypt, the sun is warm, and the trees are green. Dear prince, I must leave you, but I will never forget you."
"A little girl is standing there in the square below. She is selling boxes of matches. She has let her matches fall in the water, and they are all spoiled. Her father will beat her if she doesn't take some money home, and she is crying. Take out my other eye and give it to her, and her father won't beat her."
"I'll stay with you for one more night," said the swallow, "but I can't take out your other eye. You would be quite blind then. You wouldn't be able to see."
"Swallow, swallow, little swallow," said the prince, "do as I order you."
So he took out the prince's other eye and flew down with it. He flew past the match girl and put the jewel in her hand.
"What a beautiful piece of glass,"
cried the little girl, and she ran home laughing. Then the swallow flew back to the prince.
"You are blind now," he said, "so I'll stay with you always."
"No," said the poor prince, "you must go away to Egypt."
"I'll stay with you always," said the swallow,
and he slept at the prince's feet. All the next day he stayed with the prince, and he told him stories of what he had seen in strange lands.
"Dear little swallow," said the prince, "you tell me about strange and wonderful things, but the suffering of men and women is stranger than anything.
Fly over my city, little swallow, and tell me what you see there."
So the swallow flew over the great city and saw the rich eating and drinking in their beautiful houses, while the beggars were sitting at the gate. He flew into the dark lanes and saw the white faces of hungry children looking out with sad eyes at the black streets. Two little boys were lying under a bridge in each other's arms to try and keep themselves warm.
"How hungry we are," they said.
"You mustn't lie here," shouted the watchman, and they wandered out into the rain. Then he flew back and told the prince what he had seen.
"I am covered with fine gold," said the prince. "You must take it off, leaf by leaf, and give it to my poor people."
The swallow pulled off leaf after leaf till the happy prince looked dim and grey. He took leaf after leaf to the poor, and the children's faces became brighter, and they played games in the street.
"We have bread now," they cried.
Then the snow came, and ice came after the snow. The streets looked as if they were made of silver. Ice hung down from the roofs of the houses. Everyone went about in thick coats. The poor little swallow became colder and colder, but he would not leave the prince. He loved him too much to leave him. At last, he knew that he was going to die.
"Goodbye, dear prince," he said. "Will you let me kiss you?"
"I'm glad that you are going to Egypt at last," said the prince. "You have stayed here too long. Kiss me, because I love you."
"I'm not going to Egypt," said the swallow. "I'm going to the house of death."
He kissed the happy prince and fell down dead at his feet. Just then, there was a curious sound inside the statue, a crack, as if something had broken. The leaden heart had broken in two pieces. Early next morning, the head man of the city was walking below with two of his friends. He looked up at the statue.
"The happy prince doesn't look very bright," he said. "The red stone has fallen out of his sword. His eyes are gone, and he isn't golden now. He looks more like a beggar."
"Yes, more like a beggar than a prince," said the friends.
"Here's a dead bird at his feet," said the head man of the city. "We must make an order that birds must not be allowed to die here."
So they pulled down the statue of the happy prince, and they put him in the fire and melted it, and a stream of bright red liquid metal ran out.
"What a strange thing," said the workman. "This broken piece of lead won't melt. We must throw it away."
So they threw it on the waste, where the dead swallow was also lying. God said to one of his servants, "Bring me the two best things, the things worth more than anything else in the city." They brought to him the leaden heart and the dead bird.
"Yes, you have brought the right things," God said. "This little bird shall sing forever in the garden of heaven, and the happy prince shall be in my city of gold."